Calling the 12. One evening, Jesus left the crowd and went up a mountain. He wanted to be alone so he could talk to the Father. He prayed the entire night. At daybreak, he came down and called a select group of disciples to himself. These were to stay with him so he could teach them and prepare them to preach. He gave them power to heal the sick and cast out demons. He selected Simon, who was renamed Peter, and his brother Andrew. The next two were James and his brother John, who were called Sons of Thunder. There was Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas, who was a twin, and Matthew, who had been a tax collector. Within the group there was another James, so history calls him James the Less. Thaddeus was also called Judas, but he wasn't the one who betrayed Jesus. There was another Simon, and he was known as the Zealot. Finally, there was Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. He said to these men, "I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore be as wise as serpents, yet harmless as doves. People will hate you just like they hate me. But don't be afraid. The Father is watching over you. He knows when a sparrow falls to the ground, and you're more valuable than a sparrow. He even knows how many hairs are on your head. Members of your family will want you to be loyal to them instead of me. If you choose their approval, you're not worthy of me. If you follow me, take up your cross and bear my shame. If you find your life without me, you'll lose it. And if you lose your life because of me, you'll find it." Jesus went into the synagogue to teach. In the crowd, there was a man with a crippled hand. Some of the religious leaders saw this as their opportunity to catch Jesus breaking God's law. The law said a person wasn't to work on the Sabbath, and they considered it work when Jesus healed someone. So they asked him, "Is it legal to heal on the Sabbath?" Jesus knew what they were thinking, so he turned to the man with the crippled hand, "Get up and stand here." So the man got up and stood before them all. Jesus then asked his accusers, "I have a question for you. Is it legal to do good on the Sabbath or to do evil? Is it better to save life or destroy it?" They didn't answer. "If you had a sheep who fell into a pit on the Sabbath, you wouldn't hesitate to pull him out. People are better than sheep. Therefore, I'll answer your question. Yes, it's absolutely legal to do good on the Sabbath." He then turned to the crippled man, "Stretch out your hand." The man stretched out his hand, and when he did, it was healed and as strong as the other one. This infuriated the religious rulers, and they immediately started discussing how they could kill Jesus.